talking today with Stephen Huss, who is the cultural arts manager for the city of Oakland, actually lives here in Santa Rosa, but will be in town to talk about the role of public art in downtown revitalization, an issue that's near and dear in Santa Rosa. So, Steve, what kind of parallels can you draw between what has been happening in Oakland and what might happen in Santa Rosa?
What I'm going to talk about is the things that we've been able to do in Oakland, some of the successes we've had with the arts and marketing, and how that enhances revitalization. And I'd really like to be able to show Santa Rosa audience things that have worked here, and maybe there are a few projects that they could learn from or that they're inspired by. I'm not going to try to prescribe the perfect projects and what every city should do, because I very much believe in site-specific artwork and using public art and cultural amenities to enhance a unique place. And so that really has to be an organic thing, something that emerges very much from the community and the city's identity. But we're not that far away in Oakland, and I'd like to talk about the regionality of the arts, all the abundance of artists and cultural forms that we have here in the Bay Area, and get a little bit of a collegial thing happening there.
Doing what you do, I'm sure you get this question all the time. So why is it important to have art in public spaces at all?
I get that question a lot, yeah. Why is it important to have it? You know, public art can go a long way toward making a place unique and toward really creating a destination. It can be a focal point. It can also crystallize the identity of a community, a neighborhood, and a city. What I think we found that really lasts from cultures is the artwork. And very often that has been artwork that somebody supported and sponsored. Either it was a de Medici or the Pope, or somebody actually supported that with funds for the artist. Those are the things that last, and that's why people want to go to places.
What sort of a process do you think is appropriate or necessary for vetting those projects to make sure that they're suitable and that people can either tolerate controversy or put up with whatever winds up in their space?
When you're spending public money, you have to be accountable. So in our case, it's very important that we have a very open, visible, transparent process, and also that whenever possible, our projects are competitive. So we put out open calls for artists. Local artists get a chance to compete. All of the applications are reviewed in public process, and then they are approved at meetings of the city's public art committee, ultimately approved by city council. So there are a number of opportunities to weigh in. In addition to that, the panels that select them generally have community representatives.
Stephen Huss, thanks very much for taking time to talk with us today. I hope your event is well attended and successful.
Thanks. I appreciate your interest.